Let's pick up on something Cokie just said there. She said this is a new country, and let's see what that looks like in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, which Barack Obama won. Young voters of all races at Drexel University celebrated the news of his victory, and it was especially sweet for students of color, as NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
They hugged, they jumped up and down, they called their parents and grandparents, and many, like 20-year-old Janelle Johnson, started to cry.
I know the history of African Americans in this country. Like, I'm sure my ancestors, they're jumping right now in their graves because this is a great moment in history.
20-year-old Pennsylvanian Daniel Washington says he's nearly speechless because he's a black man in a country where he believes his race has been downtrodden, incarcerated, and emasculated.
It means everything to me. It means that I have a chance to be all that I can be because it's everything. I don't know, it just means so much to me. I just can't explain it. I really can't.
It meant a lot to 19-year-old Anna Matthew, too. She was among the last to leave the university's nonpartisan election watching party and says she was elated to see a Democrat win after 8 years of President Bush.
This is my first time voting, and I'm so glad that my first time could be for someone. It was a historic moment in history. It's kind of like living in the 60s, but like better because, you know, I'm here and I'm experiencing the whole thing.
The celebration on the campus at Drexel University in the midst of the Democratic stronghold of Philadelphia involves students of all colors. Both candidates worked hard at engaging younger voters via youth coordinators and the internet, among other things. Organizations like Rock the Vote and student groups from both parties were active on campuses across the country, including this one. Some students volunteered for either campaign. Others knocked on doors to get out the vote. Yesterday at Drexel, students lined up in droves at the polling place on campus, and many, like 18-year-old Dominic Arnon, said they were just plain psyched.
It's just the first time I can vote, so I'm not going to just throw away the opportunity.
Arnon says he voted for Republican John McCain because he believes Obama's tax plan will hurt his father's small business. But the level of enthusiasm among this group of voters was the same, no matter which party they supported. It was like a perfect storm. Charismatic candidates talking about issues that matter to young people, like the war and the economy, and what many described as unprecedented outreach via text messaging and popular social sites like Facebook. But 21-year-old Rashonda Johnson says this is especially important to young people like herself and her younger brothers.
Just because this is something that can really show them, give them inspiration to really let them know they really can do anything, like, if they really put their mind to it.
Johnson and other students here say they are excited to see what changes an Obama presidency will bring. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Philadelphia.